I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. The big news about penalties from Talladega is that there was no additional penalties after NASCAR found modifications to a roof air deflector in pre-qualifying inspection and forced Kyle Larson and the number 5 team to start in the back and do a pass-through penalty when the race went green. Officials stated Wednesday that the 5 team's air deflector was made properly but modified at the track. The deflectors that were found on the two Stewart Haas cars earlier in the year were made improperly to skirt the rules, and the intent dictates the fine difference. Michigan native Eric Jones will sit out this weekend's race at Dover after a wreck at Talladega last weekend. His doctors are monitoring a lower vertebrae compression fracture. Corey Heim will pilot the number 43 this weekend. This year's Hall of Fame nominees were announced this week. The modern era nominees include Harry Gant, Ricky Rudd, Jeff Burton, Neil Bonnet, Jack Sprague, Greg Biffle, Carl Edwards, and crew chiefs Harry Hyde and Tim Brewer, and engine builder Randy Dorton. The fans are able to cast votes. Go to NASCAR.com for the ballots. And the upcoming All-Star format was announced this week. While they are keeping it simple with the open for drivers who are not already eligible, the top two finishers and the fan vote winner transferring in. For the All-Star race, teams will again qualify with a fast lap and a four-tire stop. The starting order for the actual race will be decided by two heat races, sort of like the duels, and then the 200-lap main event will have two for sure breaks. One after 100 laps and one after 150. The screwy thing is they added tire choices and a limited supply. Teams will pick from four different categories and will have to choose from at least three. 18 drivers are already qualified for the All-Star race. Three more will get in through the open and three more could get in through wins in the next few weeks. The Xfinity and Cup Series teams are taking on the Monster Mile Dover Motor Speedway this weekend. This one-mile track has been on the schedule since 1969 and is also considered a self-cleaning track with 24 degrees of banking and no less than 9 everywhere else. The Xfinity teams are running the last Dash for Cash race. Last week's winner, Ryan Sieg, Jesse Love, Riley Herbst, and Anthony Alfredo have a chance at the final $100,000 bonus. Justin Allgaier has two wins here at Dover. Cole Custer and defending champ of the race, Ryan Truex, are also prior winners. The Bet Rivers 200 coverage begins at 12:30 Saturday on FS1. The Cup teams will have to compete against the King of Dover, Jimmy Johnson, this weekend. Johnson is back in the 84. He has 11 wins here, 18 top fives, and 27 top 10 finishes. Defending champ of the race, Martin Truex Jr. has 4 wins, Kyle Busch has 3, Elliott has 2, and Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and Brad Keselowski are also prior winners. Hendrick Motorsports leads Joe Gibbs Racing at Dover 22-10. Chevy has 43 wins here. Ford has 27 and Toyota has 8. Alex Bowman will make his 300th start and Noah Gragson will make his 50th. Practice and qualifying will start at 10:30 Saturday and the Worth 400 coverage begins at 1 p.m. Sunday, both on FS1 this weekend. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, April 26th, powered by Meekoff Tire with 14 locations including Gaylord and Cadillac. And by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Truck and Trailer Accessories, and more. And by J-Lube Services with 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City.